Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. So glad you can be with us during this coronavirus crisis reporting and coverage. It is a troubling time. And yes, there are deaths. And yes, there is despair. But there's also rays of hope. We see the brighter days on the horizon. We see this disease that has inflicted so much pain and punishment, but also we realize that it has devastated and destroyed our lives and our livelihoods and our way of life because this government, in cahoots with the media and with the medical czars and with Big Pharma, has conspired to completely annihilate, devastate our lives more so than the disease. Now, President Trump is being held captive because if he doesn't go along with the system, with the medical swamp, with the dark side of this disease, because it really is a power grab, if President Trump, at least in some ways, is not compliant and complicit, he will not get re-elected. He will have no chance. But what I am seeing from the president is that he is not exercising the power that he has as the executive in ways that a Bush, a Clinton, an Obama, a Biden, that would absolutely, in a despot way, take complete dominion and total control, complete control over everything in our lives through the executive orders and through the declaration of emergency and martial law. The president has allowed the governors and the mayors more so to exercise those powers, and they have done it in a very despicable and despotic way. So we have a president who's been called tyrannical, dictatorial, fascist, and all sorts of ways of describing a dictator show that he's not a dictator, that he's actually a benevolent leader, and he's someone that is showing an extreme amount of restraint, composure, maturity, sensibility, as it relates to a time that we really needed him to step up, and he has. That's not going to be good enough for those that want a piece of the population control pie. So we're seeing a president that is being held captive by the medical establishment, the medical czars, Big Pharma, the Dems, the media hype artists, the celebrities, and anyone part of the panic room. Hit the panic button, and the pains of panic are playing out in ways that, quite frankly, are distressful, despicable, and deleterious to our nation's health. So we have these rays of hope, meaning that the curve is flattening, that there are less reportable deaths, there are less people that are getting infected, that there are less people being hospitalized. And what I hope to do in the upcoming segments is focus on the fact that nearly 90% in some measured reports through the CDC and other reporting outlets, that if one is a compromised immune system that has prior health complications, they're the ones that are being inflicted in ways that can lead to death. But the majority, the overwhelming majority, are those that were not healthy. And also we're finding that some of the reportage, as it relates to death certificates, cause of death, may not be quite so accurate. because they're already being assumed in many cases that they were the primary cause of death was the coronavirus, the Chinese virus. But it may not be. It may have been a complication, or it may not have been. But there is no hoax involved as it relates to there is a virus, there are deaths, there are people that are stricken ill, that it is plaguing our nation. The origins, whether it came from a biotech lab, whether it came from nature, as it relates to whatever was going on there in China. But there are some that want you to believe that none of this is happening, that it's a grand illusion, that it's all theater, that it's staged. It's not. Is it being overhyped? And our politicians, you got to follow the money. You got to follow the political gains to be had. And they are legitimate questions and legitimate targets in this tragedy that is unfolding, that's playing out. Will our lives ever be the same? No, they will not. Can the economy bounce back? Yes, it can, at least to a great degree. But there's a lot of things that we're finding out about ourselves, about our society at large, about the technology, about medicine. And speaking of medicine, let me go back to something here. If it wasn't for Trump, the FDA would be, they'd be doing clinical trials. They would not be expediting in such an expeditious way what Trump's demands are and the pressures he's placed on the FDA commissioner and on the FDA and even medical science. And that he is touting effective drugs that are already on the marketplace. How about the testing kits? How about private sector and how he's mobilized that? I'm telling you that Trump really has saved a lot of lives, and that there's no other president that would have been as open to, that would have been as boisterous and taken to the mic, taken to the stage, and these press conferences, you know, which are more educational as it relates to the coronavirus and the so-called models, which those models are totally in disrepute, and they should have known better than some of the projections. But if it wasn't for Trump, these medications that seemingly, in most cases, have been highly effective, there'd be thousands upon thousands more deaths. And this crisis would be much more serious and much more detrimental. We're not trying to discount, and we certainly are not trying to downplay the urgency. You cannot shut down an entire economy. You cannot imprison the entire population. This cannot be lockdown nation. You cannot imprison populations that are lightly or not affected that would serve a better role than playing cards at home, you know, being active and engaged in societal needs. And who's to say what is essential and what is non-essential? And who are these demagogues and who are these political and medical czars? You know, they're creating more of a hazard themselves every time they speak, every time they try to control us even further. So we're going to get into this much more in the coming segments. These are my thoughts. These are my impressions. These are my interpretations. These are my suggestions, and not the station, and not anybody else, but yours truly, Tom Donahue. To learn more about this show and to stay in contact with us directly, go to TomDonahueReports.com. TomDonahueReports.com, the podcast, ways of contact, other information is readily available at TomDonahueReports.com. Right back, hold tight. More to come.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. So glad you are with us. And I want to quote from a publication called Health, and it's health.com, but it's also this particular story or analysis is available in other publications, on other sites. I know that I've seen this article specifically here at health.com, and then later I found it at Breitbart.com as well. And I have both those stories. Headlines are posted at TalkStreamLive.com. So here's the headline. Nearly 90% of people hospitalized for the coronavirus have underlying conditions, says the CDC. The highest rates of hospitalization occurred in those 65 and older. For weeks, the world has been inundated with information about COVID-19 pandemic. While cases continue to rise and researchers learn more about the novel coronavirus, most data has lacked a certain specificity needed to ensure that people take the illness seriously. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was able to give a closer look at exactly who is most affected by COVID-19, and its findings underscore the importance of the preventative measures we're all taking. In a new study published for the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report, researchers found that the majority of those hospitalized due to COVID-19 have pre-existing conditions. About 90% of the patients, or nearly all, had one or more of the underlying conditions. The most common, per the CDC, includes hypertension, high blood pressure, nearly 50%, obesity, nearly 50%, chronic lung disease, 34.6%, diabetes, 28.3%, cardiovascular disease, 27.8%. So they are saying that these are underlying conditions, that about 90% of the patients had one or more of those. So I think we're starting to find out a lot more about who's affected and who should be quarantined and who should be subject to the isolation, rather than depriving and depressing the society at large. This should not be a complete and total and utter lockdown, shutdown, and wipeout of the world. Okay? So again, I want to point you to the article from health.com, and the heading, the news headline, was nearly 90% of people hospitalized for the COVID-19 have underlying conditions, meaning health conditions, says the CDC. And the highest rates were those in the age category above 65. Further into the study and the article, it states, as it relates to age, it says age also played a role in hospitalization rates for COVID-19 patients. The study found that nearly 75% of those hospitalized due to the virus who are age 50 or older, the highest rates among those over 65. Now, there is also, men are disproportionately affected, nearly 55%, and African Americans represented 33%, despite only making up 18% of the total population. So we do know that more and more data is coming out relating to people of color, racial and ethnic minorities, depending on the community, it could be a majority, are much more affected by this. But if you also look at, and again, I'm not here to knock any particular race or ethnicity for health conditions, but people of color, people in the minority populations tend to have higher rates of diabetes, blood pressure, and even cardiovascular disease. So that is, and again, some of it is genetic. A lot of it goes to diet, and it's just a fact of life. So these are all the things that need to be factored in as to who is most likely going to be victimized by this virus and who is going to, in all likelihood, have a greater chance of being hospitalized and either losing life or having very severe health-related issues as it relates to contracting this disease. Now I'm reading from the Breitbart article, which the headline also reads, CDC, about 90% of coronavirus hospitalized patients have underlying conditions. We mentioned the statistics as it related to the underlying conditions that they had one or more of. And one of the things beyond the hypertension, which we mentioned was right around 50%, was obesity, nearly 50%. And of course, we mentioned diabetes and cardiovascular disease. So in the Breitbart article, and I believe also in health.com, there's graphs and charts that you can actually study a little bit further. These aren't just some meaningless studies. These aren't just some conspiracy studies. These aren't just something that's poof out of the air. These are from the CDC. And we also know that as it relates to not just hospitalizations but deaths, that there is some controversy as to if so many that are being tagged with on the death certificates, at the assigned hospitals and doctors, are they signing off accurately? And we're not saying that they're intentionally being inaccurate, but we don't know for sure how many of the deaths are coronavirus primarily related. Could they have played a role? Did they play a primary role? Was it the cause of death, or was it a cause of death because of other health complications and other issues that the patient was dealing with? So we don't have complete clarity here, and there'll probably be clarification given as the days go on. But again, I just want to caution you that we don't need to quarantine the whole population. We don't need to social distance for the distant future. We don't need to devastate and destroy the world around us because of this virus. And I'm going to call it the C virus. So it can stand for Chinese. It can stand for China. It can stand for coronavirus. So the three C's. But anyway, I'm just going to be calling it the C virus. I don't think anyone else has called it that, but I'm not worried. But it's the letter C. Okay, not C as in S-E-E, but C. As in cat, which is, or as in corona, or as in COVID. We'll be back with more on this virus, the C virus, right after this.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Program, Tom Donahue Show. Continuing on with the subject at hand, which is affecting and infecting all of us, either physically and or virtually, in total nation and worldwide lockdown, shutdown. But there are some countries that are actually using some common sense, and that might surprise you to learn. Turkey is one that is not allowing for the complete shutdown. But when you're looking at this C virus, and that's what I'm calling it with the capital C, remember what the big C used to be for cancer? And I do know it's an infectious disease, but we now know that 90% of those hospitalized have other health-related complications. And I've quoted those the studies that come from the CDC. So we need to narrow the focus. We need to be more selective. We need to use more common sense. And it reminds me that so many of the medical establishment, the big pharma, the medical czars, the medical schools, they love therapies that destroy everything in the body, and then you have to try to rebuild it. And that's why when so many people are on antibiotics and you're destroying the healthy bacteria, the immune building and boosting bacteria and your immune system in general and at large, they seem to think that's a good way to go. And so that's the kind of medical model that's being imposed on the world, more specifically our country. You just devastate, you destroy, you annihilate everything. And then, then we'll rebuild with a heavy dependence on government. And the other thing, beyond this annihilation and devastation, as it relates to the economy, as it relates to lifestyle, as it relates to just living on planet Earth in general, is that we have this trial run for more pandemics in the future. And when they do have a Biden in there, or they have, another political hack or stooge that is dutiful to the New World Order, to the Global Order, the Dark Order, the power elite, the power brokers that run the world, they will have complete and total lockdown long term. And then there'll be, everybody will be chipped and everyone can be scanned. And now we know that Google and various other high tech companies are stepping up and saying, we can help you with tracking and monitoring of the population so that they are in compliance with social distancing. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, Big Brother, Big Sister, Big Pharma, Big High Tech. We appreciate that at the altar of high tech. You always have to say, let's follow the money. Where are the political and financial gains to be had? Who actually gains from this? And then we start to realize that there's something not quite right here. something that's not in the natural order here, as in like something that's contrived, something that has been conspired and cooked up and then propagated. And we're not talking about just the disease itself, you know, whether that escaped from a bio lab, whether it was by design. And then Bill Gates, he loves, you know, vaccinate everybody for everything. And while you're at it, why not just, you know, lobotomize everybody? Why don't we just reprogram everybody? Not just track and trace and monitor. But yeah, let's just deprogram and reprogram. So yeah, I'm not trying to make light of the seriousness of this particular disease. The pain that's being inflicted on everybody unnecessarily. And then, of course, you have Easter and you have Passover and you have various other holidays, more to come, because we have a lot of religious and man-made holidays. And life has been completely altered in many respects, not necessarily needed. And so now we're going to have a society and an economy that's been completely devastated. I mean, you know, we're talking about total wipeout, complete annihilation. And then it needs to be rebuilt. But guess what? It's being built on more financial burdens, meaning this debt implosion, explosion, exponentially, the way it's going to, at some point, be registered. And it will affect us all because we're not going to have a year of Jubilee. We're not going to have financial forgiveness. Now, some of those businesses will be forgiven of loans if they do pay their employees, if they do keep them. But this whole thing, I mean, we have now adopted the Bernie Sanders model. And Trump is really a prisoner of the political system, the political swamp. Because yeah, there's no other way that the economy could even breathe, even life support, if it wasn't infused with the fake money. And when I say the fake money, is it that you think that the Federal Reserve and the other central banks and the U.S. Treasury, do you think that they're just loaning something that was earned? No, this is just created out of thin air. But then there's going to be a price tag and there's going to be a debt associated with this and a repayment expected at some point. But obviously it's for enslavement. As the Bible says, the borrower is the servant to the lender. Yeah, so we become financial serfs. We become penniless peons. And these politicians are going to say, oh, well, you know, this debt, we have to work on paying back the debt. Well, who are we paying it to? And who actually earned that money to loan us that money? Nobody. So I truly believe that not just financial forgiveness for small businesses and companies that are making sure that their employees and the workers get a slice of the pie. They get paid because it wasn't their fault that they have been furloughed, laid off, fired, or just simply out of work. But I truly believe the only way out of this financially, beyond the fact that Trump will, on a federal level, at least say he's going to try to give some kind of guidance that we can reopen the economy, that we can, many of us, go back to work. Although the control is still with the governors and the mayors, because even if Trump says that he presents certain guidelines, some of it through medical advisories, some of it through just financial wisdom and common sense, yet you're going to have the governors in many instances saying, no, you might be able to do that in Wyoming. You might be able to do that in Nebraska or Iowa, but not here in New York City, not here in Philadelphia, not here in San Francisco or Seattle or Los Angeles. So there's going to be a lot of places that are still in local and regional lockdowns and shutdowns. So even, but wherever Trump can help aid in the reopening and back to work, and back to some normalcy in life will be greatly appreciated. So, again, Mr. President, I'm glad that you've taken a more modest approach, a more sensible approach. You haven't taken full advantage of the national emergency. and your declarations, and that you've allowed the governors and the mayors because really, how could you stop them from their overreach? But we're looking for that leadership come the end of April, beginning of May. And we really hope that Trump will be able to exert as much financial and political influence to reopen the country, to restart the economy, to help in the recovery and the rebound, which is so desperately needed. Right back, hold tight, more to come.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty-loving and freedom-fighting.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. Trump vows to rebuild the U.S. economy to honor the coronavirus victims and sees tremendous surge ahead. This is according to Fox News. How about all these models that were wrong in terms of forecasting how many deaths there would be? And you always hear flattening the curve and all these different terms and all these different labels from Dr. Scarf and Dr. Grouchy. And I say Grouchy because his voice and just the way he sounds, Fauci, Grouchy, okay, whatever. I really do believe that these medical czars, and maybe, again, I don't know them. And I don't know how much of a power grab there is. I don't know who they're actually representing, because at times you question whether they really do represent the well-being, the health of the nation, our health interests. I don't know. I think they're a little bit starstruck, and I think they're a little bit of that celebrity angle. And again, Trump has been guilty of that too, of course, but then he was the big star in Celebrity Apprentice. But I think that having these press conferences and being able to have these daily health briefings is helping him. And I think that he's showing that he can be, at least when it comes to decision making, very sober and very sensible. Really appreciate the fact that he's not become tyrannical. He has not become dictatorial. He hasn't grabbed for more power. I mean, he's got it right there. Even the Democrats have given him full license, if you will, to lock down the nation, and Trump won't do it. And praise be God. I have to reiterate, if there was an Obama in the office, a Bush, a Clinton, a Romney, a Biden, we would be in total, complete, and utter lockdown, martial law, indefinitely. Absolutely. Would I be in frightful fear and dire dread? Yes, I would be. I did allude to the fact that Apple and Google are creating contact tracing and monitoring technology to fight the coronavirus spread. That's according to Reuters. And of course, it's been brought to light with some other news reporting on this. But yeah, so you've got Big Pharma, you've got Big Tech, you've got Big Brother, you've got medical czars, you know, that are part of the medical complex beyond big pharma aspects, that are all wanting a piece of the pie that are in relating to control. And again, we have to look at who gains here, who profits. This has been a trial run, a test run, and most of the gerbils and most of the hamsters and the mice in these tests within our nation are fully rolling over and or asking if they ask for you to jump how high. And so it's scary because when there won't be a President Trump someday, and there'll be another president, and there'll be another so-called pandemic or other reasons or rationales for shutting down the nation in martial law, the majority of society has already proved that they will comply, and there'll be little or no resistance. And now that we have the absolute documentable proof that 90% of the hospitalizations are those that have other health maladies, ailments, complications, which I covered in the prior segment. So if that's the case, now we know, and we know that the medical modeling it was inaccurate, and that I know Trump was pushed into this. I know that down deep Trump did not want to be complicit and cooperate with the demon Dems and with the medical czars and big tech and big pharma, but it is a political season and it is re-election and we need President Trump for 4 more years. So these were all things that had to be factored in. A former New York Times reporter, he's even challenging the coronavirus narrative. So there are some people from the press or were in the press, the establishment, mainstream press, that are questioning the narratives. Here's an article from a few days ago. The CDC considers relaxing coronavirus guidelines, letting some Americans return to work. Who are they to say? Who put them in charge? I think Trump is getting a little bit peeved, a little bit miffed at the fact that these people are trying to, they feel like they should be the deciders. And Trump, he put it a little bit different way, the president did. President Trump says it's the biggest decision in his life, and certainly his presidential life, on reopening the United States, as in like opening for business, back to business, back to work. But I have to say, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, we wouldn't know about some of these alternatives as it relates to pre-existing medications that have proved to be extremely successful, that have saved many, many lives. Even Dr. Oz and others have stated so. And rather than having a gazillion clinical tests and tons of medical red tape, Trump has put pressure on the FDA. He's put pressure on even the private sector. He's done a lot of things to mobilize as it relates to choices and solutions. And I applaud you, Mr. President. The fact is, I think you've done a pretty good job considering all the factors that you've had to deal with. Quite frankly, it's almost a medical marvel that with all the people that surround him and his age, that he's not contracted the virus.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey,
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.